KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, December 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. It's a doubleheader of Mitchell basketball tonight at the Corn Palace as the Colonels open up their home season as they take on Rapid City Stevens. Girls game starts at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys just after 7:30. Our coverage will start with our pregame show. It's right here on KORN News Radio at approximately 5:45 later on this evening. Mitchell girls 1-0 on the season, coming off a 49-39 win on Tuesday night at Watertown. The Colonels, they would score 21 of their 49 points in the fourth quarter on Tuesday, led by senior Addie Simpson's 25 points. Meanwhile, for the Mitchell boys, they had a 14-point lead early in the third quarter. They would lose in overtime to Watertown, 59-55. Colonels were led by Owen Rammel, who had a career-high 22 points and 6 rebounds. Meanwhile, big night for Colton Smith, as he had 18 points and 17 rebounds. Colonel boys looking for their first win of the season. Coming up this weekend, Mitchell Colonel Gymnastics. They will host the Jill McCormick Invitational. That begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Mitchell High School Gym. 15 teams scheduled to compete. Also coming up tonight, it's South Dakota State men's basketball as they are at Milwaukee. It'll be a 4 p.m. Central Time start. The SDSU men will wrap up their non-conference schedule next week when they take on number one ranked Arizona. That is Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. USD women's basketball picked up a 71-44 win yesterday out in California as they defeated Texas Rio Grande Valley. USD's Angela Robles led the way with 24 points. She connected on 4 three-pointers. The Coyote women return home before the end of the year as they will face the College of St. Mary on Tuesday, December 30th at 2 p.m. Also coming up tomorrow, USD men's basketball on the road. They'll take on Kansas State in 11 a.m. tip-off. And also coming up tomorrow, Dakota Wesleyan men, they'll be on the road in North Dakota as they take on Valley City States with a 2 p.m. tip-off. Pretty exciting finish last night. Thursday night football, the Seattle Seahawks would rally to stun the L.A. Rams and take a one-game lead in the NFC West. Seattle wins in overtime, 38-37 on a two-point conversion. The Seahawks would overcome a 16-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Rams led this game 30-14. In the fourth, Seattle would come back. They would go 3-for-3 on two-point conversions. Sam Darnold would hit Jackson Smith and Jigba for a touchdown in overtime. And then Seattle went for the win. Instead of going for the tie, they go for the win. Darnold would find a wide-open Eric Saubert for the game-winning two-point conversion. With that win, the Seahawks now improved to 12-3 on the season. They've clinched a playoff spot. They move into the NFC West division lead. And they're also now in position to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. Meanwhile, for the Rams, their quarterback Matt Stafford threw for 3 touchdowns and 457 yards, while the LA wide receiver Puka Nacua, he had 225 yards receiving and also 2 touchdowns. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, December 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.